I'm Steve Miller in Washington. U.S. tariffs on $34 billion of Chinese imports took effect just after midnight Friday. Beijing has vowed it will respond in kind. World Trade Organization spokesman Dan Prusin says there are concerns about the restrictive trade activity of major economies.
Companies are hesitating to invest. Markets are getting jittery. Some prices are rising. With further escalation, the effects would only grow in magnitude, hitting jobs and growth in the countries involved and sending economic shockwaves around the world.
In the countdown to midnight, Chinese state media had criticized U.S. President Donald Trump, accusing the White House of acting like a gang of hoodlums trying to shake down other countries. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has ended the first of 2 days of talks in North Korea about ending Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. The meetings come amid reports of American intelligence assessments that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is continuing to develop the infrastructure for his nuclear program. Discussions will resume Saturday. A Thai rescuer has died after falling unconscious during part of an operation to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach trapped inside a cave in Thailand. Diving expert Bruce Conniff said on NBC's Today that saving the boys via diving is just one of the options.
There are other options that we're looking at, trying to maybe bring them out from the top through some cracks, or maybe having to drill down in the top of the chamber to take them out that way.
With monsoon rains approaching, if the boys and their soccer coach aren't able to leave the cave, they may have to stay inside for months. This is VOA News. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, outlined some of the objectives